Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, October 29, 2008. Israeli military kills an old Palestinian man near Jenin, and Israeli soldiers kidnap 11 Palestinians in the West Bank areas. Meanwhile, the third boat of solidarity with the besieged Gaza Strip arrives to Gaza. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli military shot dead on Wednesday morning a 67-year-old Palestinian man in the West Bank town of Yamun near the Jenin city. Witnesses said that the man was checking on his livestock nearby when the soldiers shot him dead in the abdomen. According to local sources, Mohammed Abahre was shot as he lit a torch to check on his livestock after he heard some noise near the barn. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers detained today 11 Palestinian residents from various West Bank cities, including Nablus, Tul Karim, Hebron, and Ramallah. Military forces invaded these areas and kidnapped residents and took them to unknown destination. In the Gaza Strip, the Free Gaza movement announced on Wednesday the arrival of its third Free Gaza boat, SS Dignity, to the Gaza shores in bid of breaking the Israeli blockade of the coastal territory imposed for the past 17 months. The new boat is loaded with 27 international Arab and Palestinian peace activists who sailed from Cyprus yesterday despite bad weather conditions in the region and despite threats by Israeli Navy gunships to stop their boat. The Free Gaza movement issued a press release on Tuesday saying that they have received information through media that the Israeli Navy is threatening to forcibly stop the boat from entering Gaza without providing any reason for that. On August 23rd, SS Liberty and Free Gaza boats arrived in Gaza shores in solidarity with the besieged Gaza's 1.5 million residents. At the internal level, spokesman of the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Ahmed Abdulrahman, stated today that a delegation from Fatah is going to Cairo next month with the hope of ending the division between Hamas and Fatah. Currently, the two main rival parties, Hamas and Fatah, have been engaged in separate talks through Egyptian mediators in Cairo in bid to return the situation prior to June 2007 when Hamas forcibly seized control of the Gaza Strip. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and George Shmawi.